Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, we're looking every day this month at something to be thankful for. And this book is a collection of devotions, a blog post I originally wrote a year ago, and spent some time this past summer doing some editing and compiling to form them into a devotional journal to help others in their pursuit of thankfulness. Today's topic is thankful for God's glory. Throughout the Psalms, we find David exclaiming and remarking about the glory of God, about his desire to be a part of that. And as I looked at this particular topic, I think the psalmist writing and talking about, let us exalt the Lord together, may his glory be over all the earth. There were times in the nation of Israel when God's glory would be present in a physical way. As Moses would meet with God in the tent of meeting, as the Israelites journeyed from Egypt to the promised land, the glory of God would settle over this tent and would be such an overwhelming presence that Moses' face would glow. After spending time in the presence of God and in the midst of His glory. As I think about the glory of God, I think about the things that are spread over all the earth. As an amateur or a hobbyist photographer, I absolutely love not only noticing the glory of God throughout all creation, but trying to capture pieces of it. And there are times where I will capture a scene that just means so much to me. God's glory is so obvious in the midst of it. And I'll share that and people say, wow, where did you go to find that? And sometimes it comes from some travels that I'm doing and teaching and serving and vacationing with family or whatever, but oftentimes, it's like, well, it's at the park just down the road from where you live. It was outside the back door at work. It was a view from my front porch. It was on a walk through my city. You see, one of the things that carrying a camera has helped me to do is to notice the glory of God that covers all the earth because I'm looking for it. And I am thankful in the midst of all of the mess that mankind has made of this world that we've not been able to obliterate the glory of God. We may have smudged it up a bit at places, but it's not something we have the power or ability to remove if we wanted to. And there seems to be many that want to. And so as I consider that, I'm thankful for the glory of God that surrounds me every day. In the midst of times that are difficult, in the midst of decisions that are heart-wrenching, in the midst of pain that is unbearable, God reminds me of His presence as I recognize His glory spread over all the earth. David writes in the Psalms and asks about, where can I go to hide from Your presence? If I go to the highest peaks of the mountain, You are there. If I go to the depth of the ocean, You are there. His conclusion is that there's nowhere to hide from God. when we begin to notice the glory of God spread over all the earth, we have that truth confirmed in our life. But what happens today? When you head to work and the cars around you don't drive like you think they ought to drive. I was heading to the lake with my family last evening. I catch a sunset and a vehicle pulled out right in front of me. I was on the highway. I mean, this wasn't... And I had to step on the brakes and laid on my horn, and we got up to the stoplight a mile or so away, and he's on the phone, paying very little attention to his driving. And it's easy for me to let things like that just frustrate me. That adrenaline rush of, can I avoid an accident? And we encounter that every day. Less than a mile from my house, there's hardly a day that goes by that in the 2 mile drive from home to work that I don't see someone run a stoplight. Many times they'll stop and they'll look and they'll just be tired of waiting. It's early morning. Why do I have to pay attention to wait my turn? And they'll go on through. And sometimes it's in a way that's dangerous. But as I thought about that, and you know, as I sat on the shoreline of Lake Michigan and set up the camera and started snapping photos of the sunset and a few photos of my daughter of the sunset, and you know, I didn't think about that car that pulled out in front of me. In fact, I didn't think about it again until this morning. Why? Because the glory of God covered all the earth. The glory of God got my attention. The glory of God reset my mind. Granted, it resets it for a time. Eventually, my mind recalls those things, and I need to spend more time noticing, paying attention to, basking in the glory of God. You see, today as I pray and as I ask you to pray with me, I pray that each one of us would pay more attention to God's glory. But there's another element of this that is easy to overlook, because it shouldn't be that difficult to notice God's glory in the things He's created, in the sunsets and the beauty of creation of nature. But in the verse that I really used for this specific devotion, it talks about us exalting the Lord together, exalting God together. And in a great way connects our doing that with the glory of God's covering or spreading over all the earth. You see, the thing that often distracts us from noticing the glory of God covering the earth or spreading over the earth is people. It's the actions of people. It's the guy that pulled out in front of me. It's those that appear to not care about anyone but themselves. And as we learn to exalt the Lord together, we find that, well, we're not that distraction to someone else anymore. You see, it's easy to view someone else as a distraction to us. They take our attention off the glory of God that covers all the earth. But how often are you and I distractions to someone else? We fail to exalt the Lord together in our behavior while we're not doing that is less than desirable. We treat one another in ways that we shouldn't because, well, we've let our differences get in the way of our exalting God together. I think about the disciples gathering with Jesus. And most of us have a mental picture of that Last Supper. And while it's that last Passover meal they ate together, it definitely wasn't the only meal they ate together. It wasn't the only time they reclined around a table and shared a meal and a fellowship time. And I think about the variety of people around that table whenever they would gather. A good number of fishermen, but also tax collectors, also those that by their very nature wanted to overthrow the government. Those who were bold and not afraid to voice their opinion. Those who were doubtful and timid and more quiet in the background. And yet they lived life together because they all recognized the glory of God in their midst. And yes, they didn't get it fully, and it took the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It took His ascension. It took the pouring out of God's Spirit upon them to more fully transform them. But and we read of the petty arguments about who's the greatest and all of that. But for the most part, they learned to do life together. Not because they were identical, not because they had the same political beliefs, not because their background was the same, not because they grew up in similar economic situations, but because the glory of God was in their midst. And they wanted to be present with Jesus more than they wanted to recognize their differences. They wanted to be present with Jesus more than they wanted anything else. And when we learn to exalt the Lord together, when we learn to pursue the glory of God together, when His presence in our gatherings, when His presence in our life is more important to us than anything else, then we become instruments of spreading that glory over all the earth. I've mentioned it a few times on different broadcasts that quite some years ago now, one of my early blog posts in recent times, 7 or 8 years ago probably, was a simple story or post that I wrote that I entitled, "Tell Your Story and Give God the Credit." And I believe as we talk about life, as we share our life with people, as we do so in giving God the credit, we help to spread His glory over all the earth. And yes, there are parts of my story that I don't like. There are parts that are painful. There are parts that are still painful to remember and to tell. But when I include the element of God working in the midst of them, then it helps to spread His glory over all the earth. When we can gather and exalt God together, not because we're alike, but because we're different, His glory spreads even further. So today, as we pray, I would encourage you to examine how visible God's glory is to you. Examine how eager you are to exalt God together with others. And ask God to help you to be a greater instrument of spreading His glory over all the earth. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God that loves us. You have called us to Yourself to be Your children, to be loved by You, to belong in Your family. God, today I pray that we would learn to exalt You, not just on our own, but together. May the world see us exalting You in a way that makes Your glory known. As we come together with our similarities, with our differences, with varying things that we enjoy, things that we like, things that we believe, things that we think, may our ability to exalt You together with such diversity of mind help to spread Your glory everywhere. Father, today I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our communities, our churches. I pray that in the midst of the struggles that they see us facing, that we would constantly exalt You. That as we look for Your glory in creation, that we would share that with our children. And Father, that we would involve them in exalting You with us. That they too would be instruments of spreading Your glory over all the earth. God, as I pray, I think about all of the turmoil that wants to consume us. The media sources that seem determined to keep things stirred up more so than even just presenting news. The headlines that are written and spoken simply to get a reaction that are less than accurate. Father, with all of the distractions of this world, with all of the things that could take our attention off of You today, may our practice of exalting You lead us to an observation of Your glory around us, wherever we are. And Father, as that glory appears sometimes through nature and through creation, sometimes through one another, through Your children, may we recognize it and value it and turn around and share it with others. May our response to Your glory be such that others see it through us. Father, today as we live life, may we not only overcome the distractions that try to remove our gaze from Your glory, may we not be those distractions to someone else. Father, in the prayer focus for today and talking about running an unhindered race. And may we not be a hindrance to others, even as we throw off everything that would hinder us. And may that be true in every aspect of our walk with you. And especially today, I pray that it would be true in our observation and sharing of your glory. Father, as we throw off those things that hinder us, may we be careful in how we lift up Jesus. And may we present him as accurately as we can, so that as we lift him up, many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.